It's Tuesday, December 20th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. What appears to be a terrorist attack on a Christmas market in Berlin, Germany, has resulted in 9 deaths and at least 50 injuries. The driver is under arrest, and another passenger was killed in the melee. The Russian ambassador to Turkey, Andrei Karlov, was shot and killed at an art exhibit in Ankara yesterday. The attacker shouted Allahu Akbar, the Arabic phrase for God is great, according to reports. Russia is calling it an act of terror. 49 people in a Siberian city have died after drinking a bath oil thought to be a cheap substitute for alcohol. Where there is no hope in Christ the Savior in these poorer districts, men and women will seek a cheap and easy escape and find death. Donald Trump will be our next president by official Electoral College vote. Only a few protest votes in the Electoral College yesterday made no substantial difference in the election outcome. President-elect Donald Trump picked another billionaire for his Secretary of the Army. Vincent Viola is a West Point graduate and founder of an electronic trading firm. He's worth $1.8 billion, according to the Forbes list of the wealthiest Americans. Also, Trump's appointee to the Office of Management and Budget is Congressman Mick Mulvaney. The Heritage Foundation rates Mulvaney as the 12th most conservative congressman or senator in Washington. The Heritage Foundation rates Representative Ken Buck from Colorado and Senator Mike Lee from Utah as the nation's most conservative legislators. Proverbs 29:2 says, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bears rule, the people mourn." President Barack Obama has referred to the president of Turkey as, quote, "one of my best friends," unquote. But the Turkish government has turned into one of the most virulent enemies of Jesus Christ and his people. Longtime missionary Andrew Brunson has been locked up in a Turkish prison for 70 days. Brunson has served Christ in Turkey for 23 years. According to WorldNet Daily, he had been denied a Bible, and the authorities confiscated his eyeglasses, his watch, and his phone. Proverbs 21:1 says, "Yet the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and he turns it whithersoever he wills." Thankfully, President Obama has signed the International Religious Freedom Bill, authored by Congressman Frank Wolf. The new law will raise religious persecution issues to a higher visibility within the State Department. The man who is persecuting the Christian Family Bakery in Oregon, fining them $135,000 for refusing to bake a cake for a homosexual couple, lost in his bid for political office in the last election. Now there's news that the prosecutor who went after David DeLeiden, the pro-life investigator at Planned Parenthood Baby Body Parts, also lost his re-election bid in November. Psalm 37:35-36 says, "I have seen a wicked, ruthless man spreading himself like a green laurel tree, but he passed away, and behold, he was no more." A nativity scene has been returned to the city of Menominee, Michigan Park after it was removed due to a complaint from the atheist group, the Freedom From Religion Foundation. The Worldview spoke with Matt Staver, founder of the Liberty Council, which took up the case defending the city's long-standing Christmas tradition.
Well, this is good news because this nativity scene had been put up for a number of years until the Freedom From Religion Foundation sent a letter. It was distorted, frankly, as most of them are. The city then decided to remove the nativity scene. We contacted the city, sent a letter outlining what the law is and putting forth the law that a nativity scene on public property sponsored by a public entity is constitutional so long as there's a secular symbol of the holiday nearby, like the Christmas tree or Santa Claus and the reindeer, for example. The nativity scene will remain in Menominee, Michigan.
Staver explained that the Freedom From Religion Foundation is really just a paper tiger.
You know, the Freedom From Religion Foundation usually uses letters rather than litigation. They don't have a very good track record when they go into courts. But unfortunately, some of these letters, as distorted and as wrong as they are, have an effect. As in this case here, the original effect was to take down the nativity scene. Had we not gotten involved, the nativity scene would stay down. So that's the only effectiveness that this Freedom From Religion Foundation has, and that is if people believe their propaganda and their lies and voluntarily take action. We are trying to find out every place that these threatening letters go out, and we're doing what we did here, sending out the right information, giving free counsel, and offering free legal defense. And when that happens, the Freedom From Religion Foundation generally doesn't have any case, and they usually, I've never seen when we've offered free legal defense, follow through on their threats to sue.
Reuters news agency has issued a study on lead content in America's drinking water. Turns out there are 3,000 areas with at least twice the lead contamination than what was found in Flint, Michigan. Particularly bad were pockets in Goat Island, Texas, Philadelphia, Cleveland, and Baltimore. The good news, however, is that overall lead contamination in American children has been reduced by 90% since 1970. CNN is calling 2016, quote, the year we got everything wrong, unquote, and the most humbling year for journalists in history. CNN calls this the year of populism, nationalism, anti-multiculturalism, and diminishing trust in political institutions. It was the year of Brexit and Trump. It was the year that Christians realized that the Most High indeed rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomsoever he will and sets up over it the basest of men. Daniel 4:17. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, December 20th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. As we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ this season, remember The Worldview in your Christmas giving. You can make a donation online at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.